If it's possible to make the British angry, Paul Theroux has done it with BookBeat. I'm Don Swaim. Theroux, the author of The Mosquito Coast and The Great Railway Bazaar, now writes about a 7,000-mile voyage around the British coast in The Kingdom by the Sea, published by Houghton Mifflin. More about that later. First, a little about Massachusetts-born Theroux, who is in his early 40s.
Probably the turning point in my life was joining the Peace Corps. I joined the Peace Corps in 63 and went to Central Africa to a place called Nyasaland, which is now called Malawi. And really, from then until now, I've been living more or less outside the States.
Theroux says his Peace Corps experience was good for him, but not for the people it was supposed to help.
We probably didn't do any good at all to the countries that we were in. I think we might have even done some harm. We certainly made the people very impatient and incapable of coping with their lives. I mean, I think it would have been better being a dentist.
Theroux comes from a literary family. His younger brother Joseph has just published a novel. His older brother Alex has written five. But Theroux, who has been turning out books for more than 16 years, says there is no such thing as competition in writing.
It may be the only profession or the only business that you can be in where you have no competitors. You're actually only, you're only competing with yourself. Because no one writes the way you do. No one thinks the way you do. No one has your imagination, ambition, or skill.
Theroux began writing seriously when he was a student at the University of Massachusetts.
My first three books were never published, but they weren't very good. I think my first book, which is called Waldo, is not a very good book, but it was published in 1967. It was published in the conventional way. I didn't have an agent. I had written this book. I was in Africa. I sent it to a publisher. They read it, liked it, and published it.
Paul Theroux, why the British are furious over his new book, The Kingdom by the Sea, next on BookBeat. I'm Don Swaim. With BookBeat, I'm Don Swaim. Massachusetts-born Paul Theroux has lived most of his adult life overseas, turning out fiction and nonfiction, The Old Patagonian Express, The Great Railway Bazaar, The Mosquito Coast, St. Jack. Theroux says he'll never be known for a single massive work.
I see myself as writing in a series, producing one book after another, rather than breathing all my creative energy, whatever that may be, into a single book.
Theroux lives in London, where he must have an awkward relationship with the British. His new book is The Kingdom by the Sea, published by Houghton Mifflin. It's a travel book, but
I didn't go to Windsor Castle, Stonehenge, the sights. I didn't see the crown jewels. This isn't a book about sightseeing. It really is travel in the old traditional sense, which is going from place to place, seeing what people do, what the place looks like, what it smells like, what they talk about, what they complain about.
Theroux does not paint a pretty picture of those who live in the British Isles.
The English are usually much worse than the people they despise. But I don't think that they themselves are despicable. I think that they're very complicated and worth studying. But you can only understand the British by treating them as anthropological specimens, as natives.
Until now, at least, Americans have accepted the British class system and snobbery, which Theroux sees as vile.
The British laugh at Indians. They laugh at Brazilians. They've written about Africans. They write about South Americans. And we accept all of that. But they never write about themselves, and they don't really invite anyone to see them as foreigners in the way that they've seen everyone else. In fact, they have a stereotype image of Americans, which is not flattering and not even truthful.
A final look at the British the way Paul Theroux sees them next on BookBeat. He is the author of The Kingdom by the Sea. I'm Don Swaim. Understandably, the British critics have lashed out at Paul Theroux. He has held a mirror up to the British, and they don't like it. With BookBeat, I'm Don Swaim. Theroux is the author of The Kingdom by the Sea. To write it, he journeyed around the British coastline, much of it on foot. His conclusion, Britain is a cultural failure.
It's very easy to get away with any kind of prejudice in England because first they can say, well, that's the way we are. You shouldn't take us seriously. Or secondly, that they don't mean it and that basically they're a very tolerant people. Well, I think that they are a tolerant people. But they do, I mean, the English, as opposed to the Welsh, the Irish, or the Scots, regard non-English people as foreigners and laughable.
In casual speech, Theroux says, the British use such offensive terms as nigger and Jew boy.
To be British is really to watch things improving for everyone else and not for yourself. And this is why they're natural emigrants. I mean, when they go to another country, they stay. when a British person earns a lot of money, he tends to leave. He goes to a tax haven. He comes to the States.
Theroux says the British are great consumers of American culture, some of it the worst examples of what the U.S. has to offer. The British are ambivalent about Americans, Theroux says, admiring and fearful at the same time.
I think the image that I carry away after going 7,000 miles around the British coast is of elderly English people sitting there with their backs to the land, looking out to sea, almost as if they're looking into eternity.
In Britain, The Kingdom by the Sea is doing a brisk business at the bookshops.
It's a bestseller in a very grudging sort of way. It's selling extremely well, but I've got some of the most savage reviews I've ever got in my life, and some of the most severe cases of apoplexy.
Paul Theroux takes on the British in The Kingdom by the Sea, published by Houghton Mifflin. With BookBeat, I'm Don Swain.